when your kids were old enough to be all out on the boat with you, what did you do to keep them entertained?
Well, at the point that there were two of them, they always played together, you know. Aww. Although sometimes it would start out fun wrestling, and then the boat would lurch and someone's head would smack into something, and then they would be crying and I'd have to separate them. Or we had to have this no wrestling rule, which they didn't like, and I'd say, hey, if I have to separate you, somebody's going in the forecastle and somebody's going on the back deck, and it's raining, so you don't want to be the person out on the back deck. And they're really both excellent readers, because, you know, that was one of the main activities on the boat, is you read all your library books, and then you read all your brother's library books, and then you read your mom's library books, and you read your dad's library books. And so, yeah, the reading was a really important aspect of it.
Like, were they occupied enough where you were able to help more on deck? Was that something you were interested in, like... Were you wanting to be more on deck?
Oh, I was always the deck boss.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do. I never wanted to steer the boat. A lot of wives and women on boats, that's kind of their main job, but I didn't enjoy it. I just wanted to be out landing fish.
Mm-hmm.
Just land fish and clean fish.
Yeah, I'd much rather be in the pit and just doing my own thing, head down. But there are these really strong gender divisions. I feel like I signed on for a life where my husband is ultimately in charge of all things boat.
Well, it's there's a built-in safety thing. When the skipper says, go do this, mm-hmm. or I need you to do that right now, you don't stop and say, but I did it last week, so it's your turn to do it now, and it's not fair, and you always, no, you just, it's safety.
Yeah. Did you find the transition to, like, deckhand to mother to be really challenging mentally, like that transition of roles?
You know, after I got to the point where I didn't, for a lot of reasons, I didn't want to physically be on the boat, you know, I wanted to be doing the shore support, and the first year our accountant called us, and he said, I need your days at sea for doing income taxes. And I said, I didn't have any days at sea last year, you know, because you get this grocery allowance. I said, I'm shore support. I'm only, like, changing the oil on the boat and bottom painting and laundry and groceries and cooking casseroles and doing the books. And he goes, only? Sounds like you're the glue that's holding the operation together. And I went, well, thank you, you know.
That is nice. That's a nice reminder.
You know, when you're going through it at the time, it's like the days are long, but the years go by fast. And then when your kids are adults, they're thankful that they know how to work hard. And we don't get paid by the hour. You know, you get paid by the pound. And I just know that both of my sons know the value of hard work, and they know that the harder they work, the better they do. And on the boat, you're always instilling in them, you know, okay, you get this job done, you look around and see what else. Something always can be scrubbed.
Yeah, just instilling that in them through real life. Nowadays, I feel like I'm a pretty young mother. I'm 23 and my son's a year and a half, and I feel really good about that my son will remember the day that we pay off our boat, and that was, like, the first loan that my husband and I ever took out, and we did that together. We made this for ourselves.